Title is Sometimes, Not As We Expect. Our text we find in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 to 23. And I'm going to read that now. Now the king of Aram was warring against Israel, and he counseled with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down there." The king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God had told him, and thus he warned him. So he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, "Will you tell me which one of us is for the king of Israel?" One of his servants said, "No, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and take him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." He sent horses and chariots and a great army there. They came by night and surrounded the city. Now when the attendant of the man of God had arisen early and gone out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened his servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. When they came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people with blindness, I pray." And so he struck them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. Then Elisha said to him, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." And he brought them to Samaria. And when they had come unto Samaria, Elisha said, "O Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see." And so the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And then the king of Israel, when he saw them, said to Elisha, "My father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" And he answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master." So he prepared a great feast for them. When they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. And the marauding bands of the Arameans did not come again into the land of Israel. A very interesting text. And now let me pose a question to you. How are your eyes? Are you like the servant or the master? Or perhaps I should ask about your worldview. Do you see the world through eyes of faith and hope? Or do you see the world through eyes of doubt and fear? For your vision, what you see and how you interpret what you see will shape your view of the world. And in shaping that view, your vision will also determine how you live your life. Now, for the setting of the verse, Elisha had become the prophet when Elijah was taken up into heaven. At this time, the kings of Israel were not faithful men, nor were the majority of the people looking to God. The wicked King Ahab was dead, along with his wife Jezebel, but his son was not much better. Here Elisha is warning the king of Israel of the intentions of the king of Syria. So the king of Syria suspected that a spy or traitor in his camp was warning the king of Israel. And so he demands to know who among his servants is working for the king of Israel. And his servants told him that the prophet Elisha knew all the secrets whispered in the palace. I find interesting here the great faith of the servant of the king of Syria, who speaks about the prophet, and that faith exceeded the faith of many in Israel. But yet, the faith was misplaced, for they feared the man rather than the Lord whom he served. So thinking this was the key to victory over Israel, Syria sent an army to capture Elisha. And as it surrounded the city where the prophet was, seemed like there was no hope. His ancient servant is asking Elisha, what were they to do? Must they go out and surrender? Can they possibly hide? Is it going to be their fate to die at the hands of this army or be taken back to the king of Syria and be put to death there? The servant just didn't know where to turn. The heart of this passage is found in verse 16. Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. What is Elisha talking about? He's looking through the eyes of faith. He who is with us is stronger than those who are against us. Therefore, do not fear. If you are old enough, and most of us are, you can bring to mind some troubles or issues that became resolved in a way you could never have predicted, in a way you could have never expected. Perhaps you thought, like the servant, that there was no hope or no way around this particular issue. However, help did come, and it came in a way you never expected. Or perhaps you can see in hindsight how things were being prepared for you. Or perhaps you were being prepared for those things well ahead of time, being trained perhaps in a way that bothered you or annoyed you by doing something which prepared you for things to come, for that difficult moment. Now, it may not have been an angelic army that came to rescue you, but nonetheless, deliverance came. And deliverance came in a way you did not expect. Because God is not limited to our feeble imagination or our thoughts or our expectations either. In fact, God is unlimited in his power and in his capacity. And so when the servant's eyes were open, he saw a multitude of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Which brings us to the question of whether our eyes are open or our eyes are closed to the spiritual world. We see things by faith. What is this thing called faith? It's the assurance of things hoped for. It's the conviction of things not seen. And so how can we know in a positive way that the things we hope for in Christ will come to us? Faith. How can we know that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father in heaven, interceding for us? Faith. How can we know that we are members of the kingdom of heaven and that eternal life is not something way out in the future, but is something that's already started for us? All these things depend on our faith, or they flow from it. Faith is what causes us to believe what we believe. What we believe in turn causes us to do the things we do in obedience to God. Why do we do ministry? Why do we testify? Why are we zealous for good deeds? Or why do we visit the widow and the orphan? In a word, faith. For Jesus said, if you know these things because knowing is one thing. Happy are you if you do them. For faith in action is doing those things. Rather than asking the angelic host to destroy the army, Elisha prayed for them to be stricken with blindness, and he took them to the king of Israel in Samaria. So he spared them once. And when the king of Israel asked if he should smite them, Elisha said, "No. Give them something to eat, feed them, send them home." This was done, and so Elisha ends this great danger without the death of any of the enemy soldiers. I believe that this is one of the meanings of the saying, overcome evil with good. We are to look at the world through the eyes of faith. If that faith fails, we become more like the servant and less like Elisha. We begin to fret. We begin to worry about things on a day-to-day basis. And this worry can consume our lives. It can keep us from sleeping at night and be the main thing that we engage in our leisure time. For truly, we have no idea how many times we have been saved from various perils, things that we didn't even know about. Did you drive your car today? Did you get there and back without being in a wreck? You were saved from that. Did you get sick with this virus that's everywhere today? If not, you were saved from that. Generally in life, the problems we worry about ahead of time do not come. Or when they come, they are solved in a way we did not anticipate. The very worst problems are the ones which come suddenly. And those problems we never had the foresight to expect or predict, and we didn't have the time to worry about them. They just came in an instant. But no matter what the problem might be, we need to look at this problem and all problems through the eyes of faith. This is our world view. This is the lens that we perceive the world through. Because without faith, we are just like those who have no hope, either in this world or the next. And so as we face life on a day-to-day basis during this pandemic, remember this particular passage and this particular account and the difference between the prophet who looked at the problem through the eyes of faith and the servant who just looked at the problem. And as we go, and as we look, I would encourage you to look with the eyes of faith. Thank you very much.